ਤੁਸੀਂ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੋ। ਹੋਰ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀਆਂ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰੋ sbs.com.au/punjabi ਉੱਤੇ।
SBS This is SBS Radio।
Daman Srivastav, welcome to SBS Punjabi।
Welcome Anpil ji, good to be here।
I believe you and your primary school age daughter, she's only 8 years old, Dia, you have been cooking meals for the homeless for many, many months during the COVID lockdown, and especially nowadays, you're also extending that hand of help to the indigenous community, to the Aboriginal community. How did all of this come about?
I was always very curious about indigenous community, which is Aboriginal community. And I met one gentleman, his name is Stephen Thorpe. He works with Mission Australia Charcoal Line. And we were having a chat about our culture. I found it is our culture, Indian culture and Aboriginal culture is very similar. We both believe in cosmos, sun, moon, stars. And we had a long chat, and she heard about what I do for international students and homeless people feeding every week. So I offered help. I said, why not we also do for the Aboriginal community, most vulnerable people? And that's how it all started. And since last 4 weeks, every Sunday, we are in Collingwood. Yarra City Council has given Didi's Kitchen a space. Basically a kitchen, functional kitchen and a space. So what we do, we actually put a full buffet for the people, and they come down, they mix with the Aboriginal people, the children, and you know about each other, and just become so interesting and a sort of connection, you can say now.
That's fantastic. And, you know, between 8th of November and 15th of November, we're marking NAIDOC Week. So it's really fascinating that you're even talking about the similarities between, you feel, Indian culture and the indigenous culture. But tell me more about the food that you're providing, the buffet food. Is it Indian food? What kind of food is it?
Well, we're giving them all sort of flavor. Of course, you know, the Indian food has so much flavors. We do provide a bit of our food, but also pastas and all sort of like couscous, other Western food.
Sure.
And now we have volunteers also. So most of our volunteers are, whether they are professional chefs or they have a food handling certificate.
Mm.
We also follow the all COVID safe plan, because it becomes like a outdoor sort of event. A number of people are capped. And food is all vegetarian food. We have a variety of vegetarian and non-vegetarian food.
So, Daman, tell me, how many people from the indigenous community would have these Sunday buffets that you and your daughter cook up?
Well, it all depends on the state government, how much they allow, because it's all takeaway. So even we put the buffet, we put that in a container, we give to them and they move on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of not a gathering that time, but mm-hmm. we serve about 50-60 people easily on the day. Also, we give them a packed food also take home. So
wonderful.
Like 6 or 7 portion of 7 containers of food. Okay, so you can take it home. And you can heat up and have it for dinner. All together, while serving them on the spot as well as giving them away. So we served about 300 meals for the lunch.
Lovely. So you are the chef, and your sous chef is 8-year-old Dia. Maybe I should talk to her as well. Dia, can you tell me a little bit more about how you got involved with your dad? Do you like cooking?
Yes, I like cooking. So basically how our cooking show started is I was doing my remote learning, and then my dad was always cooking. So whenever I finished my remote learning, I asked my dad what to do next. And then whenever I asked what to do next, he said, come and join me and do some cooking.
Wow.
So I do some cooking.
And what's your favorite thing to cook?
My favorite thing is to cook is pavlova.
Pavlova. So you like sweet things.
Yeah.
So do you help your daddy every day, or you've got school as well? How do you manage all of that?
So usually my dad usually goes to work, and then when he comes home, he's cooking.
Mm.
And when I come home, I usually help him. And usually on a Saturday, our Sundays we go and give food to the homeless, to the Aboriginal people, and on Saturday we cook more food.
Wow. So you've been helping your dad for many months now, helping out the homeless people as well as the Aboriginal people that you mentioned. What has been probably an interesting experience that you've had when you've been serving all of these people that you don't even know?
I really like actually doing the food, and it was really fun to give food to other people in need.
And don't you get scared with the knives and the fire and everything in the kitchen? Doesn't that scare you?
Not that much, but my dad usually handles that in me.
Wonderful. Do you think when you grow up you want to be a chef, or what would you like to do?
Yeah, I would like to be a chef.
You've got plenty of experience already, Dia.
Yeah.
So there might be other children listening to you who are probably not too keen on going inside a kitchen. They expect their parents to do their cooking for them. Do you want to say something to them? Is cooking fun?
Cooking is fun. Also, if you're having a sharp knife, then ask for your parents' permission. Mm. And if you're handling fire, then ask your parents' permission.
Very good, Dia. I think everything is under control when you're in the kitchen. Well done. I'll ask your dad a couple more questions. Thank you for speaking to us and congratulations on doing such wonderful work.
Bye.
Thank you.
Daman, you must be so, so proud of your daughter. Was this your idea, her idea? How did this come about?
Basically, what I was doing all those years, for the last 10 years, I feed homeless people under the bridge. So we used to cook food at home, and once a week we used to go and serve them. But since March, when COVID started, it's become so much, and especially the international students, they lost their job. They had no money to pay, and they were struggling for food. And so we started serving the international students a lot of meals, cooking three times a week, and about 400 meals goes from our home kitchen. Yep. And this is how I started serving here. But I was serving, I was in this sort of motion since when I was in Baghdad, where the Gulf War started.
Yes.
So I was there during that time, and I saw all the bombing, and people were actually suffering, and they were struggling for food. That time I was working in the hotel.
Right.
I used to take food from there to take to underground shelter. There the people were basically struggling to get meal.
Yes.
And when I came to Australia, and this is a very similar situation, it's not bombing, but it's I think it's worse than that.
Homeless people.
Homeless people. And we recently found out that there are homeless people living kept in a hotel, and they don't have a cooking facilities, and they don't even have a microwave. So we are supplying cook meal to them as well in the hotel, 100 meals every Sunday. After the night, after the serving the Aboriginal people, we straight up go to the hotel,
right,
and we give them a packed food.
You mentioned, in Baghdad, you were at the Al Rashid Hotel, and then, of course, you've worked alongside people like Jamie Oliver. I mean, these are big icons, and you yourself have worked at really high-profile hotels and other places, so you have a fantastic culinary background that goes with it. But you do have a backstory. I mean, you came to Melbourne, I think, as an international student. You've studied in a lot of universities over here as well, and I do realize that there was perhaps a period that things weren't so great for you yourself.
That's correct, yes. Jamie Oliver, myself, we actually trained in the same college, that was in London, Westminster College.
Mm.
I didn't know him that time, but later I got to know that we both from the same college.
Mm.
Here I did my higher studies. I did my bachelor and master's, and currently I'm doing my PhD in hospitality, looking at the skill gap between employers, employment, and what the TAFE college's structure is. I felt homelessness when my family broke down, and that's the time when I was outside. That's the time really changed my life in a way to see that what the homelessness is. And since then, I started serving the meal to the people, especially for the homeless people. I just got more connected with them. That's how it all started about 12 years ago.
Incredible. And now you're a lecturer as far as hospitality goes and all the culinary delights go. So you're very well regarded and you've actually won a fellowship as well from the Department of Education in Victoria. So congratulations on all of that. But tell me, just in parting, as we wind up this interview, I just want to know a little bit more about Didi's Kitchen. Does Didi stand for Daman and Diya? Does it stand for dad and daughter? Ooh, how exactly did this happen? And I believe you do some cooking shows.
this does come up because, as Diya said, I was teaching online and she started to get bored. I said, okay, since we're cooking, let's start our YouTube channel. And that's how we give a Didi's Kitchen. And what we did, every week we put a recipe on our YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And that's become so popular that parents, school parents, they start cooking. And Diya's school principal asked us, can we run a live cooking show on MS Teams? So we used to supply the recipe for the parents. So every Friday, 12 to 1, 300 families with their kids, they start cooking, watching us from our kitchen live. And it was so good. And that was a message for the parents and children, see how the children can absorb and how we can get the positive out of this, all these negative things happening in COVID-19. People are getting depressed and all those. It's a dad and daughter, actually. It's for all dad and daughters, or moms and daughters, basically. It's a message for all of them. There are a lot of things to be learned during this pandemic.
Yes, absolutely. But this is fantastic that for so many months, you've been able to provide anywhere between 150 to 200 meals per week. I think it's commendable. And the fact that your 8-year-old daughter is helping you in this endeavor is absolutely amazing. It's a wonderful thing for all youngsters to see.
That's correct. And now we are aiming for our food truck because from the home kitchen it becomes quite difficult to, you know, our pots and pans are small, so we make in batches. Mm-hmm. What we have done, we started a GoFund page. Mm-hmm. So we are collecting money to buy a food truck and a refrigerated van so we can get the food in a proper temperature. At the moment, what we do, we cook the food fresh. And straight away, within 2 hours, we had to deliver the food to the students and homeless people, making sure the food goes in the right temperature and in a safe environment. So that's working very well. People are really supporting. They're coming forward. They're becoming a volunteer now. And it's amazing the support we're getting for the families. People are bringing rice and dal, living in our doorsteps. And then, so it's, we never thought that, you know. And you won't believe that we're raising money. And we already got $14,000 in our GoFundMe page. The people are just donating and they really want us to have a food truck so we can go to the people and deliver food and they can come to us. So that's our mission is.
Now, I'd just like to say congratulations. I know we were talking in the context of NAIDOC Week and how you're, you know, bringing food to the indigenous community, but it goes well beyond that. It's the vulnerable people in the community that
absolutely,
you're helping.
Absolutely. For the talking about NAIDOC Week, from next week, we are, as a Didi's Kitchen, we are celebrating 2 weeks of NAIDOC Week. Mm-hmm. And what we are doing in Collingwood, where we are serving people, we are having a smoking ceremony and we are getting the local Aboriginal artist. They are coming there. So we are actually planning the whole 2 weeks we are celebrating over there, sort of thing, 2 Sundays. So we can honor that culture, the first Australian and the land we are here.
And it coincides with Diwali, so enjoy that.
That's right. Yeah, Diwali, actually, on Diwali 14th, we are delivering food to all international students. We're making some mithais.
Yes.
And we are delivering to the students from the universities. So that's another thing we are doing.
Wonderful, Daman. It's been wonderful to talk to you. It's very inspiring to hear these stories of our heroes who live amongst us, who do things that inspire everybody. So thank you very much, both to you and to Diya. And good luck for the future.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me here.
SBS Radio.
ફેસબુક ઉતે SBS પંજાબીનું લાઇક કરો, સાંજા કરો અતે આપણે વિચાર ભી પ્રગટાવો.